This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
535, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. It's a little bit of a calm between the storms, perhaps. We're talking about some more snow rolling in. I'm looking at it here. It says Sunday. And then next week, we're going to be well into the 50s. All right. Well, what can I tell you? Welcome to Central Virginia. I did say that to Rich Herrera because he was telling me, he says, nobody told me it was going to be this cold. It's like, yeah, well, hang out for a bit. You know, a little bit later today, you'll probably experience yet another complete, totally different weather pattern. But for the meantime, yes, it is cold. It is cold. All right. Lots of great stuff that we have been covering this afternoon. Interest rate cut, quarter point. I'll take it. It's going to, at least in theory, result in a lower mortgage interest. It should result in lower interest for credit cards, car financing, things of that sort. Those are things that should help the economy. There are also people saying, hey, wait a minute, this may heat up inflation as well. So it's always a very delicate balancing act over there. We are going to have, or the folks in the city of Richmond, a portion of Chesterfield County, are going to have a new state senator taking the place of Ghazala Hashmi, who is going to be the lieutenant governor. And it is rather embarrassing to see that it's Mike Jones. Luckily, Mike Dickinson is joining us, as he does each and every Wednesday, our citizen reporter, citizen journalist, uncovering the truth that many times people do not want to speak about. Mike, thank you for being here, sir.
Always good to be here.
You have been following Mike Jones for a long time, long before he was a state delegate, when he was there on the city council in the city, and even before that, when there were some, what's the phrase, allegations made by, is it his current wife or is his ex-wife? I don't even know.
Is it? His ex-wife, June Jones, she's a very pretty lady. She used to be a record executive.
Oh.
And, you know, it's remarkable because you hear Spanberger trashing Trump every time she gets. But nobody's trashing Mike Jones. I mean, I don't know how many people, I don't have an ex-wife that goes and makes an affidavit asking for an order of protection against me. Donald Trump's never had an ex-wife asking for signed an affidavit asking for an order of protection against him. Right. But it seems like these Virginia Democrats, they all have problems. And Mike Jones, I don't know, you know, allegedly, you know, he's not really a nice man to women, you
right.
know.
Right.
His ex-wife, June Jones, said that, and we talked about this story here on this show in March of 2024.
That's right.
You know, when she thought we broke the story before anybody else did. She alleged that there was multiple, she said that he's Jekyll and Hyde, yep. That she thought he wanted to kill her. And in 2024, she said that she was home one night, he came home, she had his phone because she was going to look through his phone because this is us allegedly,
yep.
He was having an affair with somebody on Richmond City Council. Mike Jones was allegedly having an affair with a female on Richmond City Council. That's allegedly. I've heard these rumors from different people. I can't prove it, but that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there has any incriminating text messages, please send them to me because I would love to do something with it. And
yeah.
We'll have some Mike Jones. We'll have a Mike Jones file dump.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You know what's awful about it, Mike, is that realistically, it just doesn't seem to matter. His opponent in that primary was running commercials reminding people about these allegations, and they still went and voted for Mike Jones.
The Democrats don't have any morals in Virginia. You've got Mike Jones, alleged woman attacker. You've got Louise Lucas, who hates the police. She hates anybody. She hates anybody who's pro-law enforcement. She hates anybody that is not just a ranting lunatic. You've got Jay Jones, who goes 100 miles an hour down 64. He could have killed someone's wife, someone's son, someone's daughter. He doesn't care. He gets the probation. He lies about it.
Right.
Democrats don't care. You've got Hashmi. You know, who the hell knows where she lives at? She doesn't live in her district. What does she do? Lies about it. And that's all they do is they lie. And then you got Spanberger on top of it trying to be, you know, the queen of morals, criticizing Trump when Spanberger doesn't say anything to bring any of this truth up. She just lies about it. And then, you know, you have these embarrassing things. And when Winsom Sears confronts her about things, Spanberger just stands there like, you know, what am I doing? Like a robot. And she's an empty suit. She's an empty pantsuit. You know, nothing to say about good and decent morals.
No, she's it's going to be, as I've said, it's rough sledding. For the next couple of years, all of the crazy legislation that Governor Youngkin vetoed during the last 4 years, they've already pre-filed the bulk of it. They're pulling all of the garbage out. And she's going to go along with, I would say, the vast majority of it. I think there are going to be a couple of things that Spanberger vetoes just because it ties into this carefully crafted narrative she's created. You know, she's running for president, and she did it the night of the election. So she's going to be the moderate Democrat. And you just have to look down the voting record and see how she's voted. You know, she's anything but moderate. She's certainly not, quote, bipartisan. And how much of the bilge that comes out of the General Assembly is she going to be down with? I hate to say it, but probably most of it.
Exactly. And you know, this Mike Jones problem, I just want to talk about this Mike Jones problem still.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating because Mike Jones, none of this stuff came up overnight. He's been doing these antics, being not a nice human being, being a jerk to women. He's been doing this for years, ever since he was on Richmond City Council. Mm-hmm. And the Richmond GOP had every opportunity in the world to go after him and nail him and bring these things up in the media. And the Richmond GOP just sat there and did nothing about it. And then this is what happens. Mike Jones is the sad result of what happens when you have a GOP, a local GOP committee that doesn't do anything. Because then you get these people like Mike Jones, terrible human being, and they're unstoppable. They can't even stop him now if you wanted to, because he's very well known in his district. He's going to play the sympathy card, and you can't beat him. And now the people of Richmond are going to be stuck with an alleged wife beater is their representative. Very sad.
Yeah, it is a sad thing. You know, you have certainly had plenty of critiques for the Richmond City GOP throughout the years. The RPB, the Republican Party of Virginia, absolute shellacking during this last election. Now they're talking about who's going to be the new chair. And it just seems to me, Mike, that if Republicans really do want to win, then you got to be in the game. You can't be sitting on the sideline saying, well, we'll get together, we'll have a cup of coffee, we'll eat some sandwiches. It's just not how the Democrats play at this point. And the Democrats have all of these paid folks, so-called community organizers. And once again, we on the GOP side are saying, for a statewide chairman, It's unpaid. It has to be volunteer. So right away, you've eliminated the vast majority of people who probably would want to roll up their sleeves and get the job done in favor of folks who can say, well, I've got a trust fund and I got a few extra hours.
Exactly. And, you know, the Richmond GOP and the Virginia GOP in general, they refuse to acknowledge that we live in a different world now where you have to have an apparatus and you have to have people that are you have to be able to embrace grassroots organizers. The problem is the Virginia GOP at the statewide level is dominated by people who are paid consultants. So they have skin in the game. They've got money invested. When they're on the committee, they look for candidates to support. They want to be the one to donate money and then go and give a TV speech. They don't want to support anybody that's out there in the trenches fighting. They don't want to do that. And they're not built like that. And that, unfortunately, the Democrats have all made their name off of being people that are, you know, largely in the trench fighting for the wrong things. I mean, Mike Jones was down there fighting with the police during the BLM riots of 2020.
Yep.
Louise Lucas was in the trenches fighting with the Portsmouth police in the BLM riots of 2020. Yep. And no Republicans were anywhere to be found. We were all, you know, except for a handful, most all of the statewide Republicans and the local GOP, they were, you know, at their house. They weren't out there, you know, doing anything to push back. They weren't out there pushing back their views. They weren't out there saying, no, hey, you're wrong. Yeah. They weren't coming on radio programs calling people out. They were all just, well, oh, who cares? It'll all die down. Well, it all died down. Now the Democrats are in control of everything. This is what happens.
Yeah. It's an ugly situation. All right. You are many things, my friend. You are a sort of born-again marathon runner, which is just crazy to me, and I do have to talk to you about that at some point. You are our citizen reporter, citizen journalist, and you are our WWE expert. Let's cheer everybody up for a couple of moments. Is it or is it not the end of the line for John?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cena.
He says it is. He says that he'll be gone 2 weeks and everybody will have forgotten him and it won't matter. I don't think it's going to be the end. I think that Saturday night's main event, he's going to face Gunther. I think that he'll probably win. Or who knows if he loses. I think he'll win. And then I think he'll be in the ring cheering. Everybody will be cheering him, giving him his salute. And then the Rock's music is going to hit and the Rock is going to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. You sold me your soul. And so if you're leaving, you got to go through me, and this sets up a WrestleMania run. That's
wow.
What I think is going to happen.
Oh, now that's a big swerve, isn't it?
I think so. You know, we that whole storyline was kind of for there's a lot of different reasons they say, but it was kind of just largely pushed off. But you would think that that storyline would be one that would very much appeal to The Rock, and they've got to have a big main event for WrestleMania. They've got to find a way to end that storyline. Who knows what's going to happen, but The Rock and Cena, that's never been resolved.
Wow. All right, and that is definitely WrestleMania caliber. And Let's not kid ourselves. Vincent K. McMahon may be gone, but it is still all about, are you going to make me money? And that sure sounds to me, The Rock and John Cena, like, that's going to make some money.
Yeah, and lots of speculation on the internet that Vincent K. McMahon will be there on Saturday night, since he's the one who created, you know, John Cena was his creation, the face of his company for many years. He's kind of the Hulk Hogan of this generation.
Wow. Here's the weird thing about Cena. I was telling Heidi this the other night. I'm so excited about this because I got a couple of years. I remember John Cena as the annoying little kid who used to come to his dad to NWA New England house shows that we were running, and all he wanted to do was get in the ring and run the ropes and do all. And it's like, no, you're a little kid. Stay out of the ring. You're going to hurt yourself, you know. And now we're all sitting back going, holy moly, that's that kid. That's, you know, because his dad was the town clerk, and he did sort of a character of Mr. Cena, and there was little Johnny Boy, and now little Johnny Boy can buy and sell all of us 1,000 times over, and he is he's going to go out one way or the other as one of the best. If you don't watch Publius, you need to at least watch the episode where John Cena appears. It is just laugh out loud hysterical.
I'll have to watch that out. He's very good at comedic acting.
Yeah.
The Blockers was a funny movie, and yep. He was in that other movie, I forget what it was, with Zac Efron. It was very funny actor.
Yeah. He was in, I forget what it was, but something with Amy Schumer a number of years ago.
Yes.
He's great. He's got great comedic talent. By the way, his new hair looks interesting. I don't know what else I'm going to say about that, but you'll give us the full report. Mike, as always, buddy, I appreciate you being here. Go run a couple of miles and curse as you're running, but keep doing it. That is Mike Dickinson. He is our citizen reporter and our WWE analyst, and he does great work in both arenas. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.